Number 22.
Above TopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you the Skeptic Overview.
The one and only show with that champion of truth, free expression, control free to set the board, and great taste ever. The hero, the legend.
The Skeptic Overlord.
What is this? It's a podcast that's been too long. There's a microphone. There's a microphone in front of my face. What am I doing? I don't know. I've lost complete touch with how the hell to do this. So we're gonna try to eke out a podcast tonight. Number 22 in the Skeptic Overviews, and see if it turns out okay. So bear with me. I'm a little rusty. Yeah, we're gonna try to do this and get it cranking once more. Yeah. So it's been a while. It's been since February. Jeez, almost 3 months. Oh my God. Since the last Skeptic Overview, and a lot has happened, and we're going to cover some of what's been going on, and a lot of the delays are my fault, self-imposed. In some cases, I've been pretty busy offline with work. You know the thing that happens outside ATS, unfortunately. And as you know, a lot has been happening at Above Top Secret. We have new servers and some new things going on that we'll talk about tonight. But the the server upgrade in particular continues to be a painus in the anus, if you will. That is an ongoing problem that I'm still working on. So even though on the surface it seemed like things went well, behind the scenes, it's still a little rocky, okay? So that's a problem, and we'll just have to deal with it somehow.
Above Top Secret Podcasting Review.
All right, so there's been a lot going on in the podcast. I think what I'm going to do tonight is focus not so much on... But you know what? My mic is a bit what they would call hot. Sorry about that. Let's bring it down a little bit. That's better. I might have been screaming in your ears, so maybe it'll be a little less painful than normal right now. I'm going to focus on some of the music podcasts that have been coming up over the past, 2 months. 2 months, 3 months, it's been that long since the last time I did one of these. And there's been a lot of good music uploaded to the BTS music feed. So we'll just have a quick sample of a few things going on. Ambient Killer by McGurk. Xeroxed 88 gives us Akima's Enkin. We'll be right back. is Benevolent Heretic, over and over. Benevolent Heretic again. So some great examples of member music uploaded to the BTS music feed. If you haven't heard much of the music lately, it's I know I say this all the time, but now is a perfect time to check in and see what's going on the music feed over there at Below Top Secret Podcasting.
I talk about the world being controlled by a few people, a few interbreeding families going back to the ancient world that are behind all this vast change in the Orwellian society that's
turned into this. Are you saying the president would have been hit by three bullets instead of two if Connally had not turned into that shot? And Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, says that's exactly correct, Mr. President.
This path of looking down it and finding, hey, there's a little bit more here than just accepting whatever the spin is on the news station you're watching.
And I guess I should just focus more on the whole political correctness and what's behind it issue.
I freaked out because I thought it was
fine. Yes, fine. Yes.
Have we, in effect, created our own worst enemy? That is, a troll that thinks.
Only one website delivers more than 1,000 podcasts from dozens of conspiracy theorists. AboveTopSecret.com.
Your iPod will be the tinfoil case.
And just a couple things I want to share. As I was listening to you, these thoughts came into my head.
It gets better.
Do tell. Do tell.
Every day, in a bulk country in that time, we have people come on and they make preposterous things sometimes.
now what's happening in the business office.
The Overlord is not doing well with the podcast. Well, if you haven't noticed, great, but a couple foibles in there. We'll get past it. I am still, even though Rusty, trying desperately to do what is essentially a live podcast. I started recording at the beginning, and damn it, I'm not going to stop until I'm finished. And we'll see if we can continue that tradition and let the warts show. So, yes, this is now time for the business review. It's been, it's been a while since we did one of these. A lot going on, so I'm sure I'm going to forget a lot, and we'll just have to go into another podcast. So one of the big things coming up very shortly is a completely new, retooled, revamped, rethought, and rejiggered blogging service for Above Top Secret members. And it is going to be much more in line with a full-featured social network website like Friendster or MySpace, Facebook, all of that stuff. It will be containing all the features of those sites where you can create your profile and upload your pictures, and people can rate if you're hot or not, and all that other crap that's on those boards. But also, most importantly, a really full-featured blogging aspect of it where you can modify your blog, more capabilities to make it look like how you want it to look, and use the fonts and weird pictures in the background and whatever, you know, whatever makes you you, and the blog specifically, uniquely you, will be available to ATS members, and we'll be rolling that out hopefully in about a week, maybe 2 weeks, as we get the kinks out. It is up and running. A few staff members are testing it out, and we're going to decide who is going to be the new blog czars that will help our members get their fingers on this new tool and get it rocking and rolling. So that's next, and we're still trying to get Conspiracy Masters up and running. There's some technological hurdles. I thought I was going to be able to reuse all of the new code developed for ATSNN, and for the most part, yes, but there's some unique twists that that the Conspiracy Masters website brings to something like this, and trying to have a second website that's fed off the discussion board, and essentially the discussion board is the content management system for the new website, and it is problematic, more problems than I thought, but we should have, I said it should be up by now, but we should have Conspiracy Masters fully functional sometime this year. maybe in about 6 weeks, so stay tuned. I'm sure I'll be talking about that again in another podcast explaining why it's not up yet. And finally, in the business section of this Ramblecast, the server upgrade. Yes, some of you wanted to know how it went and what the problems are. And for the most part, as you know, we started to run into some frustrating times when the board was running very slow. We had disabled even a lot of the features where the threads were showing without the custom backgrounds, and a few other aspects you didn't quite notice were turned off to keep the board running smoothly. And that was done while we upgraded to some monster machines, just phenomenal horsepower available to us. Dual core Opteron servers with 8 gigs of RAM. I mean, they're really, really great machines. But, you know, there were some significant stumbles on the part of our provider in getting the machines up and running properly, you know, like, you know, a version of the database server made, you know, this decade. Well, anyway, and that was causing some delays, and then there were some problems uncovered as I started getting the machines running and the code transferred. So some more delays there, and then we continue to still have some frustrating indications of network trouble where some people can get to the servers and some can't, or occasionally it'll take you maybe, you know, 40 to 50 seconds for a page to connect, and then it loads lightning fast. I mean, and generally, we are getting incredible performance across the boards on the new servers. Average page load times are under 2 seconds, which is very good, exceptional for a site like us, I should say. But there is the odd occasion of, wow, why does it take that long? And you know, you'll see that it's connecting to Above Top Secret, connecting, and you're waiting, and then boom, suddenly the page loads, and you look at the bottom, and you know, header data, what, 0.02 page loaded in 0.3, and it's lightning fast. So there's no real explanation other than they're still looking into it, and we have some network issues out there somewhere. Either at their new data center or something in the peering relationships that is being looked into. So that's about all I'll bore you with from that line. If you have any specific questions, go away. Really, go away. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Hi, I'm John Gilmore of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. For 15 years, we've protected your right to speak your mind online, from bulletin boards to podcasts. Join us at EFF.org.
The Overlord's Top Brands.
Yeah, there's a few threads that have caught my interest this week. I could go into the top threads for the past 3 months, couldn't I? But a popular topic this week has been the release of the Flight 77 videotape, or yeah, I guess that's what you should call it. I don't know. It's somewhat of a video. It's a security camera. I think it looks like the frame rate is about 2 frames a second. Outside the Pentagon as the 757 slammed into the side of the building. Right. So this has been an interesting conspiracy topic for a long time, and this supposed official video did nothing to put an end to the conspiracy theories or make the conspiracy theories more accurate. It did nothing other than spark more conversation. I have to admit, I was surprised, and I took a look at the video, and in one of the threads, or two of the threads actually, I posted a GIF animation of the two frames in question, where in one frame it's the serene Pentagon lawn, and in the next frame there's this thing that suddenly appears. And I got to tell you, after all the madness about this particular topic, and people that we know, that I know, that actually saw the plane, and the evidence for the plane, and you know, arguably a lot of good material supporting the idea that something else happened, I'm not going to say it's not a plane, because even if it is a plane, even if a 757 hit the Pentagon, there's still lots of other conspiracy theories out there that involve the direct control of that plane and a whole host of other issues that describe the event as being controlled by other than terrorists that are certainly well in the conspiracy camp. But this video. Now, like I said, I saw the video, and it's not convincing. It really isn't. The little white pointy speck that suddenly appears just seems to be oddly small. You know, granted, we're not sure about the actual perspective and focal point of this camera, but it does seem to be oddly small, very close to the ground for a plane that large, and very white, startlingly white. So, and then the other thing that I noticed is that's a far-off object moving very fast. And of course, the resolution is hard to tell, and maybe that's why it looks pointed. But you know, it's difficult to tell, like I said, but it doesn't look like there's any motion blur. So again, that's something that there's a lot of questions around this video that are suddenly not helping anything at all. Another hot topic, which means a lot to some people, and is almost like our president is reaching for something to do to try and improve his plummeting approval ratings, are the several threads now, but at least one in ATSNN, authored by Imperium Americana, President Bush to militarize the border. And this is in respect to the National Guard troops being used on the Mexican border in an effort to better enforce, really? Well, that would be nice, immigration laws. So that also has sparked a great discussion. And keep your eye on that topic as this administration tries somehow, desperately, to improve their standing. And another topic, and if you haven't noticed, I do tend once in a while to pay attention to the creation versus evolution debate, and Gravity is a Theory has authored an interesting initial post in the Origins and Creationism Conspiracy Forum titled Creation or Evolution, Which is More Important? And it's a good first post, worth a read and a response in this particular debate. As you know, I tend to side deeply and firmly on the side of evolution. However, even though I'm an atheist, I can agree that a creator could certainly create evolution to use as a tool to fine-tune what he creates. And finally, where if I had one more. Oh, yes! There's a thread authored by this lunatic who you don't get posts from him very often. But this one seemed to have sparked a decent discussion. It's an ATSNN thread authored by, oh, yeah, the Skeptic Overlord, that lunatic. I once dreamed of liberty, and that I'm going to talk about that a little bit more later, but I really am pleased with the follow-up discussion that thread has started. So have a look, have a read at least, and get a sense as to what our members are thinking of this this idea that are we losing key liberties.
Are you having trouble figuring out whether you should get an LCD or a plasma TV? Maybe you want some advice on building your home theater.
Perhaps you need some help keeping your computer healthy or are looking for a new camera for your next vacation.
Well, if that complicated world of consumer technology has you down, then check out our podcast, Coolness Roundup. Each week, Stephen Schleicher and I talk about the best and worst gadgets and devices we've seen during the week.
From Athlons to Xeons, from iPods to iMacs, Charlie White and I separate the coolness from the lukewarm just for you every week. We answer listener email, dive deep into a topic of the week, and often have spirited discussions on technologies that are changing our world.
That's right, Stephen, and we should probably mention that we also give away free prizes each week.
You can subscribe to the Coolness Roundup via iTunes, Podcast Alley, or your favorite aggregator.
Or visit us on the web at coolnessroundup.com.
Coolness Roundup, the tech show for everyone. R in a circle.
Well, we had a lot of interesting questions. Excuse me. I'm not going to get to all of them. I'm sorry. I'm going to pick and choose from the ones I like. So there you go. Deal with it. I don't like any of them, so I know. Here's one that Asala... Oh, a super moderator. Isn't that great? If you could have five people, dead or alive, at your dinner table, who would they be? See, this is easy, and I've answered this question this way before, so it's almost like I'm cheating, which is just fine in my mind. It would be the Three Stooges, Curly, of course, no Shemp, Isaac Asimov, and Albert Einstein. Okay, think about that. Now, the mental picture alone isn't so bad. The reason is, legend has it, and this could be true, might not be true, but apparently Albert Einstein was quite a fan of the Three Stooges and actually never had a chance to meet them in person, at least as far as I've heard and read. And I just thought it'd be a gas to get these four together, because Einstein had a legendary sense of humor, and, the Three Stooges, come on. And then I can't think of anyone else whose writing style I admire more than Isaac Asimov, and I would like to have him there to chronicle the event. And that would be awesome. So I think that's a good answer to that question. I can't think of a possible better answer to that question that we hear a lot. The pressing issue from Intrepid. Arm wrestling, who wins, you, Springer, or Simon? Well, that's tough. You've seen the Skeptic Overlord picture that I've created, you know, the 3D render of the superhero, and I'm rather close to that. Well, no, but long ago, many, many years ago, more than 20 years ago, I actually did compete in arm wrestling. So I would probably have what you would call the upper hand. So, but now here I am, 46? Yes, 46, believe it or not. And it's been a long time since I even tried that particular thing, so I can't imagine that it would happen without a great deal of pain. But, you know, there you go. Plausible Deniability asked, what is the future of ATS? Long-term goals, new technology, ideas, expansion, etc. He loves ATS the way it is, but he's curious about what the future holds, and so am I. growth and trying to see what can happen with this crazy thing that we have. As we've talked about in some threads back in 2003, Simon and I joined forces merely to see, you know, what could happen with ATS, if it could get big, if we could design a system of advertising that would sustain growth, and so far it has, purely on doing our best to inspire members to post quality content, with the theory that if you continue to post reasonably quality content, that will bring more and more people coming to the site, that will allow the advertising to support more and more growth, and on and on. And so far that's working. As a matter of fact, we are rare in the world of discussion boards where we regularly receive many, many more guests than members. On a typical day, and very recently, we're averaging over 80,000 total unique visitors a day since we've transitioned to the new servers. And that's more than 20 times, actually it's closer to 30 times, the number of members that visit and log in on a daily basis. So that aspect of the plan seems to be working appropriately. Now, about the future, who knows? Trying to predict anything on the Internet more than a year out is just pointless. So I would like to see ATS expand, become more popular, become sort of the go-to place that people in general think of when they have a question about something happening, when something on the news just doesn't seem right, when something that they see in the media just seems like there's got to be more to the story. I would love it if ATS turns into the place that is the number one thing people think of when they're looking for the alternate explanation of what's going on. And I have no illusions that we could possibly be the best, most focused conspiracy theory website out there. And, you know, there's a lot of smaller websites that are more finely focused on particular topics, but we are evolving to become the giant conspiracy and alternative topic smorgasbord that is a great stopping place for people to initially learn about our topics and learn about the idea that there's something more going on behind the evening news. And if we can accomplish that, that's quite a lot. And Zedekus asked, how's your life? How's the weather? How's the family? Have any new tech toys? I guess he wants to know. What else happens? Crickets. I don't have any cricket sound effects. Really, there's precious little outside of work and ATS, and that's going well. As many of you know, I have two sons. They're now independent in the city and doing very well. One of them just got a promotion. And that's going awesome. And Mrs. Overlord and the pug are doing well. But the no new tech toys. Actually, it's been a while since anything. I don't personally have the video iPod. One of my sons does, and that's a cool thing. But I tend to watch the videos on the computer. The small screen is nice. I've seen it. I liked it. That's cool. But if you buy a video from iTunes, it looks pretty good full screen. And that just seems to be a more comfortable way to watch. So, but no, there's no new toys. It's been a while. Oh, well, I do have that new LG communicator phone, the clamshell. And that's very cool. That's what I use to test and build ATS Mobile. And real happy with that. I've got connectivity to every possible email. And ATS, and even a hack into our Office Exchange server, and I don't have to pay anything extra like the BlackBerry fees to have a connection to the Exchange server, which is very cool. If any of you know what I'm talking about, then the extra cost for BlackBerry, yeah. And that leads to Rasobassi 420. Okay, someday you'll have to explain that name to me. ATS Mobile, what's up with that? When can we expect the full version? Well, it's in line. I mean, at least it works. At least you can see posts. But yeah, a full version would be nice. I need it too, but I need to get to that. And we have a question for updates on the TV show, and that actually appeared a couple times. It's still going forward. We still have our celebrity host who is deep in the running, and there are some critical meetings coming up in a couple weeks with top executives, big, really big, major, as Prigger would say, executives at TV networks. What's happening now is there's been some inside buzz, and we may be finding ourselves in a situation where there'll be a minor bidding war for the show between two or three networks. So keep your eyes peeled on any new news about that. And then Benevolent Heretic asked about, first she asked about the plane hitting the Pentagon. I think I covered that in the thread that I talked about. She asked, would you talk about your ATSNN op-ed piece, I Once Dreamed of Liberty, and maybe expand on the liberties you feel you have lost? Well, that naturally evolves, or it's a great segue, rather.
What the Overlord thinks.
Now, the issue that inspired that op-ed piece isn't so much any specific lost freedoms I've experienced. After all, I'm just a middle-class white guy, so no one's coming after me. But the it feels, and I know many ATS members are going to echo this feeling, there's going to be politically charged members. Wasn't that a really politically correct way to say it? There will be some politically charged members that might disagree with this next point, but this past year or so, this current administration has seen a rapid coalescence of this issue. It's almost a crescendo of the past 40 years of a systematic erosion of core liberties, and in some cases it's been exceptionally subtle. For instance, I know someone out in the suburbs, actually back where I came from in Buffalo, where in their area it's now illegal to kill nuisance rodents like squirrels or chipmunks in their own yard. They can't do it. They need a permit, and they just can't do it themselves. And I guess the local government feels that the means to do that are too dangerous for any normal citizen to handle. And in other parts of the country, near the city here, it's illegal to fill in a wet depression on your own property of a certain size that's suddenly protected wetland. We have to protect the bugs and grubs in that wet depression. And that's silly. I mean, it's your own property, and even if that depression wasn't there, when you purchased the property and 10 years later it developed and it's of a certain size, you can't fill it in. You're tough out of luck. And recently it has become more overt. We were driving just yesterday out of the city, and there's a police checkpoint. We didn't get stopped, but later we discovered that checkpoint was just to see if there's any violations. You're wearing your seatbelt, you got all your lights working, your blinkers, everything works, and that's it. That was the only explanation for that particular checkpoint. And of course, your long-distance phone records are now part of a massive data mine owned by the National Security Agency. Now, of course, a lot of readjustment has happened to this story where several of the carriers came in to say, well, no, it wasn't our local records. They were very clear in saying, we didn't give local records to the NSA. Of course not. They gave the long-distance records. And in many places, long-distance is any call to the next county or further. And so it is still quite a bit of phone records and information that those records can be examined to see who the reporters are talking to is surfacing as well, and that's a very overt and scary erosion. Now, that's dangerous to have any administration feeling that they can simply grab whatever piece of information they want about their citizens and keep it around. Because what isn't dangerous today, we certainly can see will be dangerous tomorrow. That's that slippery slope. 10 years ago, you could have had a pretty high-powered pellet gun to take care of the chipmunks eating up your garden. Now, you can't. So who knows, 10 years from now, what log of your communications would get you in trouble then, but wouldn't now. And that article was an expression of how I felt back in school, way back in school, when learning about the brilliance and the sacrifice that birthed what aspired to be a great nation. Certainly, a couple of the posters brought this out. The founders had some pretty deep faults, such as being slave owners. But they knew they were creating a more perfect nation through a living document, and they knew they themselves weren't perfect. And that document was designed to evolve as this nation matures. But their naivete was their downfall and our undoing. At the time, they had no idea of things like career politicians and lobbyists. Over the years, untold lives have been sacrificed for the brilliance of these founders, and what's happening now really is a disgusting insult to both the brave souls who defended the ideals of the nation and the geniuses who authored those ideas. And that's really what inspired that actual op-ed piece, and I hope that clarifies things and maybe continues to spark some discussion. It would be great if this podcast could evolve into a pod thread discussing that particular issue. I'd love to see your thoughts, hear your voices, actually, and let's get into a discussion about what this all means. We'll be right back. So I think that's going to do it for Skeptic Overview number 22. How many minutes are we tapping out at here? Do they bore you to tears? Where are we now? Bring up the software. Oh, my God. It's 42 minutes. Oh, no. That's a long one. So I think that will cover it. We're back podcasting again. It was a little bit of a struggle getting it out tonight, but I think I did do it start to finish. I don't think I need to do any edits, which is great. And we'll get this podcast up, and hopefully we can spark an interesting discussion about that op-ed piece through the pod threads. That'd be great. Don't forget, coming up soon, a completely new blogging software, social network software, essentially, coming to Above Top Secret. That's going to be a lot of fun to see what our members can do. And we will have a completely new best conspiracy blog contest to kick off that entire thing. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch happen. So for now, that's it with Skeptic Overview 22. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Hopefully, it will be in about a week instead of about 3 months.